New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
We have gone from, I would say, having an extraordinarily warm fall to a flipping cold fall in like the blink of an eye. Holy cow, Andrea, has it been like that for you?
Totally freezing. Freezing.
There was actually a tiny little dusting on the ground this morning. I thought, holy cow. Okay, here we go. So the other day I took this long family walk. And when we got back, my daughter said, usually she'll just want a glass of water or something. And she said, Mommy, I'd really like some tea. And I'm like, woohoo. Aww. So get the Bigelow tea out. And speaking of that, we've got the wonderful Cindy Bigelow. Hey, Cindy.
That's awesome.
That was that little yay that popped up when you were talking about how cold it was, because I know exactly what your daughter says when it gets really cold. I swear, that's what everyone says. Oh, let's have a cup of tea. So I love cold. It can't be cold enough for me, ladies.
Exactly. All right. So, Cindy, we all know about Bigelow Tea and your wonderful family history. And we are just so excited to have you on, because every time you come on, you get to share some great new information about tea. You know, I made fun of my mom before about using the same tea bag over and over. And you said, everyone has their style. Everyone has their way. And now that holiday season is upon us, what do you got cooking up over there at Bigelow?
Well, first of all, I got to just address the family thing. You guys are so sweet. But believe it or not, a lot of people do not know Bigelow Tea is 100% family owned and operated. A lot of people think we're like this big corporation. Sometimes they think we're from England, and not that there's a problem being from England, but we're not from England.
That's kind of complimentary, yeah.
Yeah, we're a 100% family-owned company. My parents still are the only ones that create Constant Comet tea, so yeah, we're very proud of the fact we're family, but not everybody knows that. But back on the holiday teas, yeah, this is a great time of year for us, because we launch sort of what I call treasure hunt teas. They're only in displays during certain times of the year, and then you can't get them. Well, you go online and get them. So we have our fall line, which is winding down, and that's caramel apple and pumpkin spice and apple cider and salted caramel. And they do fantastic. And our new flavor this year is the caramel apple. That's gotten such great reviews. And then on the holiday, Christmas holiday one, we have ginger snappish eggnog and peppermint bark, which is amazing. And then we just launched a beautiful hot cinnamon black tea that is just gorgeous.
Ooh.
Yeah, really good.
So good.
Really, really good. So everyone loves those. It's funny, you know, they know when they see them, they better buy all they can, because that's it. It goes in a display, you see it, and it's gone.
I love that, though. It creates that scarcity for the tea.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's
so that you can buy.
Well, it's like a celebratory situation. You know, it's for the holidays, to treat yourself. Obviously, none of them have any calories. But, I mean, you know, treat yourself with something really, really flavorful, also really good for you. I mean, the hot cinnamon is loaded with this sort of sweet hot cinnamon. It's so delicious. So, yep.
So, Cindy, how do you make those flavors? You know, people, for those who are listening, going, oh, my God, these flavors sound amazing. What goes into creating your flavors?
Well, first of all, we only use the finest ingredients, all natural ingredients. We know who our suppliers are. I think that's really, really important, that you need to have relationships with the people that you're buying your apple from and your teas from, because it is critical. Like, for example, all of our lemon comes from California. All of our mint comes from Oregon. So that's the first thing. And then you really just come up with flavors that you can just see are on trend. And, you know, they don't have to just apply in the world of tea. I get a lot of inspiration from the candy world. So, for example, we just launched a tea, Toasted Coconut Almond Bark.
Oh my God.
So but I think what's really cool is that when my family creates the recipes, and we still are the ones that create all those recipes, obviously working with our wonderful, wonderful experts in the R&D area. But it has to be flavorful. I mean, that's my biggest issue. So another flavor, our lemon ginger, not a holiday tea, but it's actually almost our number one tea now, lemon ginger with probiotic. If you drink so many of the lemon gingers, in my opinion, they don't have that full body, full mouth, both that lemon and ginger balance. So we work really hard. So going back on the toasted coconut almond bark, you know, it has to have a tea flavor and a good, rich tea, and the coconut and almond have to kind of really work together. And that's an art form. I mean, it's nice for me to say, but it's really an art form to create these products.
So the base is obviously the tea. So I'm just kind of, I'm visualizing people listening and going, okay, I get it. It's very cool. These, you know, flavors come out. So if I were to visualize exactly how, like not exactly that's how they're made, question. But how they're made. So basically we have, you know, you've got your base of your tea and then what do you bring in to
but
kind of
right
make it?
Then and there, that's where the magic begins, is what tea to use. There's many different teas from around the world. And it really depends if you want a brisk tea that's going to have a little bit of a astringency at the end, which is good for milk. Do you want more of a toasted kind of taste, roasted kind of tea taste? So really the black base is the beginning of creating of this gorgeous product. So like we might use a particular ingredient that goes with the tea that is just going to overpower a particular tea we might be using. So we have to say, okay, we got to change the base of that tea to be a little more strong and bold to be able to carry such as like a coconut. It's such a strong flavor. But if you're doing something more gentle, then you would change your base. So actually the tea, the black tea you start with, we often use combinations of black teas, so we don't just use one country. We might use two countries, or we might use two regions in one country to get the perfect base. And then from there, then the balancing begins, right? Then you got to get the right amount of almond, the right amount of coconut, the right amount of maybe licorice if you want to have a little bit of a sweet flavor to it. So, a lot of dancing when you get to the top notes.
You know, you mentioned the sweetness with the licorice. I keep wondering how you do the caramel. Like, what is caramel even made of? Like, I always think it's like sugar, right? So how do you do that in a tea?
Burnt sugar flavor. Yeah, in those cases, we'll make sure that we use an all-natural, like burnt caramel, you know, burnt sugar flavor. That's all it is. It's the essence of these things. And so, for example, if we, like, put a strawberry in there, or a raspberry in there, whatever. They're using all natural raspberry flavoring that, you know, will be dispersed when you put the boiling water on it.
Oh, but so like a million times healthier than having some caramels.
Yeah, like right now I'm looking at, you know, so on our toasted coconut though, you know, to try to get the richness and the fullness, it also has some green tea in it, believe it or not. It has rose hips in it. It has chicory root in it. It has some chamomile in it. Yeah, we that's one of the things we pride ourselves on. We try to use a lot of different all-natural ingredients just so we can really have a very flavorful cup. We, you know, my thing is, obviously, being in the business, I've been in it for 30 years, my family almost 75, is, you know, we don't want just a cup of hot water. We want something that really is going to deliver on that taste profile.
You know, one thing I just recently learned, I did some TV segments and Lisa, I brought Bigelow tea on with me. And what I learned about chamomile is that chamomile increases glycine in our body that helps us to relax. That's why chamomile is so notorious for relaxing us. It relaxes our muscles and our nerves, which I thought that was kind of a cool little tidbit.
But what's also important is it's the essential oils, right? So you're talking about the chamomile, it's the essential oils. Mm-hmm. If those essential oils dry out, you're not going to get the impact. So your body is reacting to those essential oils. That's why it's really important that you're getting a chamomile that's cut properly, stored properly, so that you're preserving it. Because think about it. If you get something, you know, ours are overwrapped in foil. And the reason why they're overwrapped in foil is if that essential oil dries out over 3 months or 6 months or however long it's in your cabinet, so do the benefits. So it's the same thing with tea. You need to protect the tea. If you want those antioxidants, you can't let it oxidize. So how you store your tea is essential.
Oh, that's huge. So how should we store our tea? Like in a dark cupboard or, my mom would just leave it out on the counter with her tea bags.
Light, moisture, and air are the enemy of tea and herbs. Okay. Light, moisture, and air, you got to keep out of it. That's why, of course, I want to say you can only drink Bigelow tea because we put it in that foil and it's hermetically sealed. So light, air, and moisture never get near the product. If you're not going to have something in foil, but it's just in an overwrap, people are so confused. If they get an overwrap and it's like metallized on the inside, that's not that air is permeating it through there. Flavors permeate through there. The only substance that will keep that out is foil. And that doesn't mean a little silver lining on the inside of your overwrap. That means it has to be foil. When you bend it, it actually will crunch because the foil is actually has the memory. Otherwise, everything just it picks up flavors in the cabinet. It's what can I tell you? Tea is you know hygroscopic. It's going to pick up everything around it. It's a vegetable.
Huh. Hygroscopic. You just taught me a new word. I didn't know that word before.
Yeah, sure. You can teach me a few words too. But in the world of tea, hopefully my vocabulary is decent. But outside of tea, who knows what?
Well, you are the tea expert, so that's awesome.
I'm glad I have one thing under my belt.
Oh, well, you know, Cindy, it makes me curious because of this refined palate of yours, because you have to pick up on all these subtle flavors. How is that transferred into what the foods that you eat? You must notice like every little
that's a good question.
Yeah,
note of food. Talk to us about that.
Two reactions to that. First of all, it's really interesting. On our tasting creative panel, we always say the most sensitive taste bud really wins. So if we have somebody that's drinking the teas and can taste something that when we're developing them, then they don't like, as a little bit of an off note, and they can pick that up, they're the ones that we listen to the most. So we always say the toughest taste buds win in the taste room. But for me, in general, it is an issue because, you know, I am so sensitive to different tastes, and I am so picky. And so when I have a cup of coffee, the same thing applies. If I have a glass of wine, the same thing applies. Fortunately, you know, when you're sort of a taster, you're always a taster. So, yeah, good news, bad news. It's a double-edged sword.
Do you think that's something you were born with or something you refined as you got older?
Totally B.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I had to learn, you know, as you guys know, I've told you, I've been in the business 30 years. My parents, who are the tea experts, right, are obviously getting on in years, and they are truly the black tea experts. So I feel like I really grew up in the world of green teas, developing green teas, our herbal teas, but in the world of black teas and all the subtleties and nuances that I shared with you guys earlier, I had to really go on a crash course over the last 5 years and really try to learn from my parents, because they really do have a very sophisticated palate when it gets to drinking black tea. So I've really worked very, very hard to refine my palate.
Can you tell us again how your parents started the company? Like, what? Tell us a little bit of background, because I always find it fascinating when people start a business of something they're obviously passionate about.
Well, actually, it was my grandmother, Ruth Campbell Bigelow, and if you look on the side of the package, the formal name of the organization is R.C. Bigelow, Inc. It's for Ruth Campbell.
Right.
And the big joke is my name is Cynthia Ruth, which is C.R. Bigelow. So I keep kidding around with my parents. One day I'm just going to flip the initials. Just kidding. Anyway, so they, she was the one who started it. But really, my grandmother was a real entrepreneur. She did the tea and created Constant Comment tea. And she also did tapioca. She did Chinese seasoning. So she was really involved with a lot of different products. It was really my father who said to his mother, you know, really, let's stay with tea. It's very unique. There's nothing like Constant Comment in the marketplace. And when you're dealing with either tapioca or you're dealing with Chinese seasonings, it's such a pennies game. And so he was the one who really got us in to stay in tea, focus in tea. Him and my mother developed the line. So they had all the different types of black teas. You know, that was a little early for the green and herbs. That came later in the 70s and 80s. But they were the ones also that got us into foil, recognizing if you wanted to have these high-quality ingredients, like our oil of bergamot for our Earl Grey is actually organic oil of bergamot. It's from Calabria, Italy. We buy his entire crop. But if you're going to have this oil, you've got to put it in that foil. So he's the one who converted us into foil, again, very early on in the 80s. And, you know, from there I took over about 2005. So I owe them so much, and I wake up every day thanking God that I have this wonderful business with these wonderful people and this wonderful product that I can share. You know, we do almost 2 billion tea bags a year. Thank God. Thank God.
Wow.
So it's a great family business. And you know, guys, I know you're exposed to a lot of businesses and you read and you hear just as much as the rest of us do. And what's happening out there in businesses and how they're treating their employees and how they're cost cutting and how they have so much debt because they buy all these companies, and with all that debt, they have to cut back. So they cut back on people, they cut back on quality. So I swear I pinch myself every morning when I wake up.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Yeah, I'm very lucky. That's why I got to take good care of this name and this brand.
And we're very lucky that we work with you too. As you say that, I'm like, you know what? And it's true. You know, I always say that, you know, being the founder of Naturally Savvy and working with the brands that we work with, I only love to work with brands that are genuine and transparent, and I actually love. And at the end of the day, Lisa, you know this, you have to love it. And just hearing you talk, Cindy, it's just like it warms my heart, and it just makes me so proud to call you like a partner of ours. So it's so nice. And I love the fact that you care about your employees and you care about your product. Like, you are so passionate about your product, and that's what people pick up on. That's what people love, right?
Yeah, well, it is. It's about not cutting corners when you can cut corners. I mean, that's the thing with a family business. I'm not going to cut corners. I'm not going to do it. I mean, it doesn't make sense. And there's so many ways you can, you know, with the ingredients, the size of the ingredients, the quality of the ingredients, the country of the ingredients, what's on the ingredients. You know, so many things you can do there. And the same thing with the employees. You know, you don't have to treat them like they want to be treated. They should be treated. They deserve to be treated. You know, people aren't going to know. They don't know everybody that works here. But, you know, at the end of the day, you want to go to bed at night going, I did everything I can to make this company the best I can every day. And I think I'm really, because of that, I've got some amazing people working for me. I mean, they're so passionate. I can't believe they care so much. I'm thinking, why do you care so much about this product? But they do, because I think they just believe. And they want something to believe in. They want to work somewhere where it counts, where their opinion counts. And it's good people. And I got that from my parents, you know, and my grandmother. It's a blessing, this little tea company. You know, yeah, it's medium size. It's not huge. Our competitors are huge, and most of them are public. But, you know, we're a medium-sized company, but, you know, we try to, what's the term? We fight over our weight, or what's that whole, we play over our weight or something like that, you know, for the size of us. We try to play at a higher weight level or whatever it is.
Well, you know, as you're speaking, Cindy, you know why they're passionate about it? Do you know why they care so much? It's because you do. So
I think because I also believe in them. I believe in them, and I think that's important. People just want to, like, you know, people want to have someone look at them and believe in them and look at them and, like, know that they can be better, or look at them and know they have a home. I mean, all of us, I'm sure you guys are included, have had things take place in our personal lives, and I know for a fact they can come to the office, and this is like a place where they can call home away from home, and sometimes it just gives them that needed area to focus on. Like, I can just do this and focus on this and not worry about all my other issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is very important.
I see that a lot. Yeah.
All right, Cindy, we have a few more minutes, so tell us all the special holiday teas again.
Well, we have the fall line, which is the salted caramel, the apple cider, the pumpkin spice, and brand new caramel apple. And then we have our winter line, which is out right now, with peppermint bark, ginger snappish, which is a beautiful lemon and ginger tea, eggnoggin, and our newest is our hot cinnamon, which is really, really cinnamony. It's like,
yummy.
If you were little, when you were younger, you like suck on the toothpick of the cinnamon oil. That's what this is like when you're having it.
I love that.
That is yum. Oh, my God. And what's so nice about it, too, like you were saying before, you know, it doesn't have any calories. It's so nice because, you know, you want to enjoy something that's very decadent, but not necessarily decadent in calories, right?
And or, so good for you.
It's great. And right. So good for you. So healthy for you. And Cindy, how's the benefits line doing?
Oh, wow. That's doing great. Oh, my God. Thank God. They're just beautiful. They're beautiful. All of them are. They really are doing very, very well. We're really
so
pleased.
Great.
You know, we just hit the market about 6 months ago, and you know, it really is resonating. I think people trust the name, you know, and we're the only, I think we're the only, I'm almost positive we are, but the only sort of benefit line or wellness line, as you want to call it, that's not a dietary supplement. We use really safe ingredients that we don't have to be labeled dietary supplement. That changes a lot of the rules when you're a dietary supplement company. And so it's like you don't have to have that label on there. And they're all really safe, really good for you. They make a difference. And I think it's just resonating with the consumer.
Hmm. Good for you. I think. And for those of you who haven't tried any of the products from the benefits line, please do. I mean, obviously, all of Bigelow's teas are amazing. The benefits line is amazing, too. And
I know.
We've talked about it, so we can even post some of the past shows that we've talked to Cindy about, which is amazing. Well, Cindy, thank you so much for being on our show. And thank you for being a Naturally Savvy sponsor and making our radio show possible. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
I think that we align beautifully together. You guys are the real deal, and I'd like to think Bigelow Tea is the real deal as well. So thank you for including us, and you have a beautiful, beautiful Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. And if you want to learn more about Bigelow and buy some of their teas, check them out at BigelowTea.com. They have a list of everything there. And please let us know if you do try them and you love them as much as we do. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Andrea Donsky with Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Like us on all social media at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, at Radio MD, and at Health Media Gal 1. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay warm by drinking your Bigelow tea. Stay well.